says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan, boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Welcome to the show, folks. We came from the west. This is the Trump phenomenon. And my voice is a little better tonight. This is Kelso up in North Dakota. And live with us also in Georgia is George in Georgia. George, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here, James.
And and we hope you'll join us too, a few of you out there in caller land, at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's see, what are some of the things we can cover tonight? Very, very good last couple of weeks. There's much more good has happened than any radio show can cover. One great radio show that has covered a lot is Sean Hannity. And yesterday, this was an historic Sean Hannity. He had a show with Donald Trump there in Pennsylvania, Lou Barletta country. I'll talk about Lou Barletta in a moment. But the big hangar, Donald Trump landed Air Force One there in front of a huge hangar, and then a huge crowd of people with big American flags on the walls. Beautiful scene. And Donald Trump and Sean Hannity sat on a stage in the middle of this very, very enthusiastic crowd, just like the crowds we've seen at all the primary rallies and so on, but maybe even better. I think it's gotten better. And Hannity asked great questions of Trump. I'll play a little bit of that historic radio show in which Hannity interviews Trump. Second time he's interviewed him as president. He did a lot of interviews before he was elected. But listen to what Donald Trump said about Sean Hannity. Let me see if I can find my card here with the notes on it. Where is that? It's he said, yeah. Here is it. At the end of the interview, Donald Trump said this about Hannity.
Unprecedented election. It was, I'm so proud of my people. I'm so proud of you. You know, I did this show when a lot of people said,
yeah.
A lot of people, I guess people are watching.
It's only the second one that since you've been president, but I'm glad to have you.
No, but a lot of people, that's right. Maybe we won't do it anymore with him, right?
Well,
hey.
Well, come on, help me out
here.
We
don't need it so much. But I will say this. You have been so great, and I'm very proud of you. And, you know, I'm a ratings person. You notice I always thought, okay, has anyone seen his rating? What you are doing to your competition is incredible.
Thank you. Number one,
and I'm very proud of you. And it's an honor to be on your show. I have to tell you that, Joe.
Mr. President, I think, I remember one time we had an early conversation, and I'm going to end the interview on this. And this is how I've always felt. You said, well, you know, I have all these things and maybe you want to play golf on my course one day. You said this long before we were friends before you ever ran for office.
Right.
And then when you ran, I just said, I only want one thing. Help our country. Sure. Let's help the forgotten men and women. Let's keep this country safe. Sure. And I think that's our prayer for you and the country.
the President of the United States.
Wow, that's how that ended. You know, that is so encouraging. You know, Sean Hannity, number one in radio in America. Our show just behind Sean Hannity a little bit. I'm not sure how much. But that is so encouraging that the number one radio show is a guy who is so strongly for the president. And that's such a great dynamic duo, you know, that you have right there. Now, I mentioned Lou Barletta. They were in Pennsylvania. And here's another great piece of news. This is so fabulous. Lou Barletta announced he's going to run for the Pennsylvania Senate seat in 2018. And Donald Trump, let's see if we can get his endorsement. Donald Trump says good things about Lou Barletta. Let me see if I can't find it. Where is it? Okay, yeah, this is much earlier in the interview. This interview was 40 minutes long. This is a big deal. It's a long time. Donald Trump really has a very special regard for Sean Hannity. And also, this didn't just happen, folks. This whole thing was set up in a hangar with thousands of people. In other words, Donald Trump put a memo to his staff saying, I want an interview with Sean Hannity with thousands of people on national television. Make it happen. And they did. So this is not some accidental interview. So here's what he says. This is more at the beginning of the interview. This happened yesterday. Let's see here.
Good or bad, and it's always they try and make it negative. So the media has turned that, I call it fake media. It's fake. It's so much fake news. And we have to
understand. You agree with that, fake news?
You know, and I only say it so when people read things, they can understand that so much of it is indeed fake. But with Congress, I've gotten to know a lot of them. There are a lot of good people. Don't forget, for health care, we had 48 votes, 49 votes. We had a lot of great Republicans. We need more Republican senators, to be honest with you. But we had a lot of great. And you have a good one. You have a good one running. By the way, Lou Barletta, as long as we're on the subject, Lou Barletta, great guy. He's running. He was an incredible congressman. I think you're going to have a tremendous surge for Lou Barletta. I think he's going to do a fantastic job.
I think there's going to be a tremendous surge for Lou Barletta. I think you got that one right, Mr. President. You just made it happen. And the surge was already there, but let's put it this way. Donald Trump cinched the deal. That Senate nomination is yours, Lou Barletta. And here's the good news for us patriots. Lou Barletta is one of the he is the patriot who started out as the mayor of Hazleton, Pennsylvania. And he enacted city law that made it as difficult as possible, everything he could do to impede the invasion of his town by illegal immigrants. And he had wonderful, courageous law. He then, after that great career, and a bunch of us patriots got a chance to meet Lou Barletta. Bill Johnson and I got to meet Lou Barletta at the 2011 CPAC conference in Washington, D.C. The whole patriot movement really appreciated Lou Barletta way back then. But then he ran for U.S. Congress. He won. He is now a U.S. congressman. And more good news, and I'll share some of this with you folks. The most important rating service for the most important issue for any politician is the immigration rating at numbersusa.org. numbersusa.org. That's a website that should be in your bookmarks. Roy Beck is the genius creator of numbersusa.org. Anyway, Lou Barletta's current lifetime rating at that website is 96% A+. And I'm going to read you the Hall of Fame here, the Hall of Heroes of the A+ congressmen and senators as rated on that website. And this is definitive, folks. Roy Beck, he is the definitive keeper of the records on immigration. And Lou Barletta's at 96%. The total, let's look at how good or bad the situation is. Out of 535 legislators, 435 congressmen, and 100 U.S. senators, how many rate an A+, an A, or an A-? Those are our people. Well, it's not as good as we'd like. 54 out of the 535. So that's almost precisely 10%. Which sure would be nice to have it more like 30 or 40%. But 10% get an A+, an A, or an A-. Lou Barletta is one of them. He will be coming into the Senate. He'll win in Pennsylvania. And that'll be part of our job, is to make sure, to help make sure that happens. I'll tell you who the A-plus people are. Remember, George, one of the people we've really admired is Congressman Steve King of Iowa.
Yes.
He's the guy who said, hey, look, we can't afford to be raising other people's children. Boy, did he get that right. Well, Steve King, U.S. Congressman from Iowa, his rating, 100% A+. The others who rate 100%, Morris Brooks of Alabama, 100%. Jody Heiss of Georgia, 100%. And I believe, just to review, I did this by hand this morning. Those are the only three 100%ers, King, Brooks, and Heiss of Iowa, Alabama, and Georgia, respectively. Too many to name that, you know, at the 99, 98, 97% range. But that's really, those are our guys. I'll just go over some notable ones that you're familiar with. Folks here really love Trey Gowdy. Well, he's an A from South Carolina, Trey Gowdy. Who else do we really like? We talked about Dave Brat. Dave Brat, it was Laura Ingraham, who says in her book, Billionaire at the Barricades, she says, where did I realize that this revolution, this Trump train that you're on, folks, when did I realize that, where did this start? When did this first appear? And she said, I think the date was in April of 2014, when Dave Brat beat Eric Cantor in the primary in Virginia. Was it the primary? Yeah, Dave Brat beat Eric Cantor in Virginia for Congress. And Dave Brat, I'll go back and look at the book, but I mean, just from memory, Ingraham talks about the fact that Brat was outspent 30-1, the same way that Luther Strange outspent Roy Moore 30-1, 32 million to less than 3. And Dave Brat nevertheless won. She said, when he won, I realized something big was happening. So it started even before Trump. And but the good news, the update, Dave Brat, now a congressman for Virginia, 99% score. Let's see here. I'll just look at a couple more here that just maybe jump out at me. Here's one that jumps out. John McCain of Arizona, F-.
That's a proud grade. I'm
F-, folks. And this guy calls himself a Republican. F- on the number one issue that makes a Republican, which is that we want to have borders. We want to have a country. And you remember how, who was it that said in a previous show? Oh, it was Rush Limbaugh, who said, these Republicans that don't even want to control our borders, they're not Republicans, they're Democrats. And that Steve Bannon is retaking, remaking, recapturing the Republican Party. Let's see. So John McCain gets an F-. Let me just look for some more names here. These are all Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, who Ann Coulter has called her favorite senator. He's an A. Louie Gohmert of Texas. Oh, This is interesting. You know, it's amazing, folks. Texas has, in the A category, there are only 54 A's and A pluses and A minuses. Texas has 13 of them. 13 of those good scores are in Texas. Guess how many of those A's and A pluses are in California, which has like twice the population of Texas. I'll get to that in a minute, but I've got another note here on California. California has, let me find it. It has some incredible number, like 40 or 50 congressmen and women who rate F minus. I mean, it's something very bad has happened in my, really my home state, in a way, of California. I mean, it, wonderful patriots out there. It's a great state. It was a wonderful state, but something bad has happened because there are, it's 40 to 50, 40 congressmen with an F minus. Whereas in Texas, 13 A's, A pluses, and A minuses. So something better is going on in Texas than is going on in California. Florida, also some good A scores in Florida, five of them. And Georgia's got four good scores. But in any event, that's our picture there on immigration. Let's see here. We could come up with other stories for you tonight. Let me check the caller board, 800-313-9443. As I said, you can help make this show, grow this show. We're right behind Sean Hannity. I'm not sure if we're in number two, but we're behind him there somewhere. And you can help us improve this, our numbers. Millions of you out there. I know Tom in Florida calls almost every night. That's not a reflection on our audience size. It's a reflection on Tom's roto-dialing speed with his fingers. But
his dedication.
And his dedication. But no, we do have a good show, and we do have a big audience, and we are growing nicely. So keep it up, folks. Let's see here. I'm just checking the caller board. I don't have any callers right now. Let's take a look at some of the great stories that are out there. We've got, well, of course, the story we were laughing about last night only grows more wonderful. The Harvey Weinstein story. Oh my gosh, folks, what a nightmare for the left. The number of starlets that were groped, poked, whatever you want to say, by Harvey Weinstein continues to grow. And it's just amazing. There's like a roster now. It's sort of a who's who of Hollywood. And Hollywood and the left, they're completely discredited. They look like thumb-sucking idiots with how they could continue to slam Donald Trump or morally posture. When we look at their moral status of Hollywood, it turns out these people that maybe some of us mistakenly thought had talent or were skillful actors or artists. No, they're people who performed acts on each other. That's all they are. That's all it turns out that they are. That's how you got into movies. What you did for Harvey Weinstein. And folks, one of you callers called in and shared this with me. This opens the floodgates. We'll talk about it in a second. Harvey Weinstein opens the floodgates. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided
we're back, folks. And I was mentioning that Harvey Weinstein has opened the floodgates for the revelations of the moral rot that is Hollywood, and the moral rot that is our entertainment glitterati and elite. So here's an example of this that's out today. The Great Unraveling, another word for opening the floodgates. Amazon studio chief accused of sexual misconduct. This is from John Nolte, who's one of the great, great writers at Breitbart. He says, and as I say, these Breitbart writers, they're researchers. They're true journalists. They're not just, catching something here and catching something there. They've divided up the world. They have specialties. They have guys on immigration, gals on finance, guys on, the run for the Senate and the House. They're experts and they're researchers and they have files. So Nolte, here he is. He says, Amazon studio exec Roy Price has been suspended following accusations of sexual harassment against a television producer. So now here's the original story. Just hours after actress Rose McGowan launched a broadside against Amazon CEO and Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos, and he's going to be the richest man in the world here any day, if he isn't already, Jeff Bezos, with the accusation that the richest man in the world, or maybe he already is, was, quote, and here's what she said, funding rapists, alleged pedophiles, and sexual harassers, unquote.
That covers them all there, doesn't it, Jane?
Yeah. Hours after she said that, Bezos bounced Roy Price out, who was accused by television producer Issa Hackett. And here's what Issa Hackett said to The Hollywood Reporter. She said, this is what happened at an Amazon staff party in July 2015, very recently. Once in the cab, she said, Price repeatedly and insistently propositioned her. You will love my, fill in the blank, folks. He said, according
to... Can't say that one on the air, Payne.
Nope. Who told multiple people the story right after it happened. So it's all confirmed. Price said, what's her name? Issa Hackett. Hackett said, Price did not relent. He wouldn't stop. And once they arrived at the Amazon party, he wouldn't stop. While she's talking with other Amazon executives, he stepped close to her and loudly said, oh, I can't even read this one. He loudly said, no, I can't say it.
I can't say it on the air.
It's worse than the last one. Let's just point this way. The first word that I can't say, the second word is sex.
It's very Clintonian here.
Yes, yes.
Someone would have heard from Bill Clinton about 1996.
Well, it's worse than that. It's worse than the Clintonian cigar type thing. It's worse. So this was well reported. Harvey Weinstein has broken open the floodgate because Amazon, including Jeff Bezos, who's now being exposed as a moral a turd, he knew about this. Amazon knew about it, but they kept the guy on. Okay, and this is what's happening. The floodgates open, and all of this corruption and moral rot that is what Hollywood is. It's what Hollywood's made of. It's not something that's, you know, a spot of it here and a spot of it there, and it can be cleansed out. No, Hollywood needs to simply be washed out to sea, the whole thing, with only a few morally upstanding people in there at all, like Mel Gibson, just a very small number of people that are morally salvageable in the whole Hollywood glitterati universe. And this is what's so beautiful about this whole thing. I love it. So that's a story that, you know, it's coming so fast. Let me tell you this. I'll give you another update on this. Breitbart's trying to keep up with it. Guess what? They're doing updates by the minute. On this story. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and
we're back, folks. This way. Thanks for tuning us in. And we're going to go to Bruce in Texas here in just a moment. But that other story that we're covering, just rollicking entertainment, is, of course, what's going on with the no fans left, otherwise known as the National Football League. And George, I'm not completely hip here as to the timeline. What's on for Thursday night football? Is that happened already, or is it about to happen?
Wow. Well, Thursday night, usually.
I mean, it's the Panthers. It's the Panthers versus the Eagles.
Yeah, it should be in progress by now.
Okay, folks. If any of you are watching that game. Okay, first, I feel sorry for you. And second, I'm sorry, I'm just kidding. And then secondly, call us up and let us know, how did the Thursday night football begin? Was there a protest? Were there some kneelers? What happened? Let us know. I Googled it during the break. I didn't come up with anything. So if you can, reach for that phone. Call us at 800-313-9443 and let us know whether the kneelers made their appearance at tonight's game. And there's one North Dakota player there in that game. Carson Wentz is our own local boy here from the North Dakota State Bison. That's what we call that team. National champions in their league. Numerous times in a row. National champions, but Carson Wentz came out of North Dakota State last year, picked number two in the draft. And, you know, that's the kind of thing that, you know, had us, you know, when we white folks used to be interested in the National Football League, it's when there was more stuff like that. But boy, that's been drowned out. The good guys, the interesting stuff like Carson Wentz has been drowned out by this anti-American junk. And so we just have to throw the towel in on the National Football League. And
James, one quick comment. RBN has several articles, you know, floating about the NFL. One of them has a in boldface, it says, the NFL Players Association is actively funding resistance groups to oppose Trump's presidency. And the next line says, is football becoming a sport for leftists only?
Nice.
I think it'd be fairly shocking that, you know, they're actively funding resistance groups. But, you know, football, the NFL has been a sport for leftists only now for almost 40, 50 years.
Well,
I mean, you can go back and find Ray Nitschke and, you know, and all the big names and Bart Starr in 1968. That was the National Football League. But,
yes,
you know, by 1980, it was gone. And it was big-time leftism. Whites need not apply. Perversion for everybody. And we know the rest of the story.
Right. And that's another story, folks, that, you know, the lid is off on that story. Harvey Weinstein, you know, bless his evil heart, he's really opened something up. Because the National Football League at the top, the moral conduct of these players, not all of them, of course, not Carson Wentz, not great guys like him, but these clowns, their moral behavior is disgusting. And, you know, it's beneath the dignity of anything American. And so that story, that's been covered up, just as the Hollywood story has been covered up. The media won't report it. But now we've got our own media like RBN and and Breitbart, and now we can report and reach a large audience. And we've got a president who calls up Sean Hannity and says, I would like to go on your show. And in the show today, I don't know if it was in the clip that I played, but he said, it's an honor. Donald Trump said, it's an honor to be on your show, Sean. And he meant it. In fact,
it's not good for the left wing to lose the White House of the United States.
Yeah.
They went to great lengths to prepare this to happen, so I have no sympathy.
Yeah. Let's see if I've got that. If I have that, see if I can't find it here. The Donald Trump, I don't think I lost it. But let's go to our caller first. Bruce in Texas, are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm here under the starry night of Texas. How y'all doing?
Good. Did you hear that announcement that Texas boasts 13 congressmen with an A+, A or A- rating?
That's good. That's good. That's good. We have a good stat in that category.
Well, that's good work by you Texans.
All right. I just want to throw this out at you. Concerning Donald Trump, when I was a paramedic firefighter in the days before having a cable box where you could just DVR your shows, you had to remember programming your VCR and putting the tape in there and crossing your fingers and hoping that you record what you hope you wanted to record.
Yes.
Well, I used to do that on Sundays to record auto racing and football and whatever else I wanted to watch. And I happened, as the tape ran on after the program, there was an ESPN special. I don't think you can find it anywhere else. I have about 3/4 of the hour-long program on the USFL. Donald Trump was actually the funder and the originator of the USFL. And it was a competitor of the NFL. Yeah. And
yes,
he was, sports goes back to the early 19th or 20th century. Sports has an exemption in antitrust laws due to lobbying of baseball back when the antitrust statutes were first being originated. And so because of that, I believe there was some coercion between the NFL and ABC and ESPN, and that's how they managed to kill the USFL. So Donald Trump can maybe get some moral satisfaction out of weighing his influence on this kneeling fiasco. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yes, and I think Donald Trump really raised the pucker factor on what's the guy's name, the commissioner Goodell. He really raised the pucker factor for Goodell when he used the magic word tax exemption when he said, let's look at their tax exemption. Goodell probably that instant wet his pants because what Trump is saying, Trump is attacking them where it really hurts when he says, let's look at these stadiums that the taxpayer is paying for, tax exemption status that they get, all these favors worth billions and billions of dollars. Let's tear this thing apart. You're right. This monopoly. Where the hell did this monopoly come from? Why do they get all this special treatment? They're not a national interest. The America has no reason to coddle or to treat these people as special. They're a dog-eat-dog business, and they ought to survive in the business world like everybody else. And so it's
you're
time
to... Exactly you're right. Preaching. You're saying things I love that I agree with. Great call, reminding us about at one time there was competition in pro football. USFL made a heck of a good try with the Houston Gamblers and a few others. And of course, they would never be able
Antonio
to stand
Gunslingers,
up and organize crime.
Yeah, well, they were playing in the summertime, I believe. And they played here in San Antonio, and they would fill up the Alamo Dome. They were starting to actually threaten the NFL, but... I misspoke. There's collusion between broadcasters and the NFL and the advertisers to kind of nip that competition in the bud.
Well, you have a great memory, and thank you. That's good research. Thank you.
Yeah, can I throw one more thing in? I'm going to try to be as tactful as possible, and I'm not punching right, and I'm not punching towards y'all. I just want you to consider this. That caller that called in yesterday, the first one.
Uh-huh.
I ought to took him to the woodshed because it, I think it's high time that they're no longer paying.
Go ahead. We lost some audio there. George, can you hear me?
I got you.
Okay. Well, we lost. Something happened to Bruce.
Well, Bruce had something to say about our caller last night.
And something happened on the way to the woodshed. So,
yeah.
Well,
it was a pretty salty discussion.
Okay,
and,
so I think maybe the engineer may have protected us from something that we're not ready for. All right, let's go to Jim in the great state of Missouri. Jim, are you there?
Yeah, can you guys hear me?
Sure. What's cooking?
The subject came up tonight with a friend of mine. And he made a very interesting comment to me. He says, you know, what I'd like somebody to do is take some pictures of various stadiums. And he says, and I would like them to take out all the white fans, take them, all of them out, and let the pictures show what's left. And then have a caption under it and say, yeah, you know what, Black Lives do matter. Look at all the white people supporting you.
Right.
And I thought that was very interesting because that would show a whole different picture of what's going on.
Well, yes. And here, let's listen to Donald Trump talk about the same subject. Here he is talking with Sean Hannity yesterday. Let's see, I'll find this spot here. And Sean raises the question of the idiocy going on in the NFL. Here it comes.
More of my exclusive interview with President Trump. Now he'll weigh in on the NFL kneeling controversy. He'll explain what he thinks the league should have done with Colin Kaepernick, and that and more is straight ahead. A lot of people, I was surprised watching all last year with Colin Kaepernick. Guy praised a murdering thug dictator. He had socks that depicted...
Yeah. And now, I don't mean to interrupt this, folks, but just in case you couldn't hear it, thousands of people there in that hangar surrounding Donald Trump and Sean Hannity, all of them booed loudly when at the mention.
Yeah, they sure did. At the name of Colin Kaepernick.
All they had to hear was the name. And that's what's happened. This is the revolutionary thing that George is talking about, is that all of white America, all of patriot white America, is now disgusted. And throw Harvey Weinstein into the picture, they're disgusted with that too. So it's, like Johnny Cash sang in a song. He said, "I went down and the flames went higher."
That's about what it is.
The flames are going higher, folks. Burn, burn, burn. Okay? They're in a ring of fire, folks. Here we go.
Ops as pigs. Yeah. And other issues, he actually donated to a charity that actually supported a cop killer. And then we saw the NFL. And you took it on, it appears, based on the letter that Roger Goodell put out yesterday, that Donald Trump initiated a debate over standing for the flag and our anthem and those that fought, bled, and died, and looks like you won.
Oh. So I watched Colin Kaepernick, and...
Now let's just pause at that, because Donald Trump's going to talk about Kaepernick. But boy, did Sean Hannity... It looks like you won. And that was your summary, George. Trump won.
He sure did. And, well, the other side served it up to him on a silver platter. But they've been wanting to do this forever. I'm amazed we've gotten to 2017 without something even nastier in the NFL. So, like I said last night, I think that most of these players we see would much rather do something much more nasty. They would do it if they could get away with it. And they had to settle for kneeling. But it certainly has... Oh, my God, is that galvanized white America or what?
Yeah, and these are just, you know, these things just came along. I mean, you know, the election of Donald Trump, you know, that and the issues that on which he ran, this is beautiful, this is wonderful. But these are like, I don't know, what would you call these? These are like just little, you know, gifts or blessings that we got unasked for. Harvey Weinstein blowing up, man, that's just a gift from heaven for us. And the black players on the sideline, as I said, hey, fellas, keep it up. Don't stop, whatever you do.
Yeah, moon the camera, and I'll give you lessons if you need it.
Yeah, we're finding out. I mean, this is just what we want. We want the truth. And we don't want the kumbaya of can't we all just get along, and we all love each other, and it's all so wonderful, and let's all give each other awards and say nice things about each other. No, that's all fake and phony. Let's get the reality out of here. You hate us? Say it.
Hey, Jim.
You
know,
Jamie. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing, and this came from one of the previous shows, but a caller called in and said, you know what, if you want to get down on a knee, get down on both knees and pray for this country, and that will be acceptable. I like
it. Yeah.
Maybe you're right, Jim.
Very much, and Jim, thank you very much. I asked you before, I bet you, and I've forgotten. Now, what part of Missouri are you in? What area of Missouri? Oh, he's dropped. He's gone. Well, I only ask folks because I used to live in Missouri. But I used to live in Florida, and I used to live in California, and I was born in New York, and my family's from Nebraska, so... Anyway,
Jan, so we're giving our ages away here, but could you imagine a player on Vince Lombardi's NFL team or on George Halas's NFL team or on Tom Landry or Don Shula? You imagine if a player like that had made, you know, snubbed the national anthem, he would have been immediately removed, cut from the roster, end of story.
Right.
That was the NFL 45 years ago. It no longer is.
Right. The head coach, the assistant coaches, and the owner would have would have jumped the guy. They would not just fire him from the team.
And his teammates would have beat the crap out of him right on the spot. Yeah, and his helmet off and thrown him down and, you know, get him out of the stadium.
He would have left the stadium on a stretcher. And the... My goodness. Yeah, how times have changed. Let's see if we got lines open, folks, if somebody wants to call in. Here's another little piece from our president. Oh, and I see I don't have the timing on this. Yeah. Well, I'll just have to tell you, he repeats yesterday, the wall is coming. And maybe I'll find that for you during the break. Stay tuned.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting and a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worse. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first. Mm-hmm.
Good to go, James.
Who's on the hill and who's watching the valley?
Back, Paul.
Who's in charge?
Thanks for doing a shit for the Trump phenomenon. Boy, that interview that Donald Trump did with Sean Hannity yesterday was so good. I ran the music there a little bit long, listening to parts of it again. And I was looking for the point where he said the wall is coming. And just he said a bunch of things very, very reassuring to us patriots. No question, the wall is going to be built. And it's going to be a real wall. And the So I didn't find that particular quote. Another interesting thing he said, Sean Hannity asked him about something else we're all concerned about, North Korea. And Donald Trump said, I'm not going to talk about it. Ooh, ooh. And then Sean Hannity said, well, what about your statement of the calm before the storm a few days ago? And then Trump said, I'm not going to talk about it. Ooh.
Yeah, he's not an idiot like his predecessor.
Yeah. Now, folks, just read between the lines. Donald Trump's not a guy who's, shy about talking about things. So he said, I'm not going to talk about North Korea. I'll tell you what Kelso thinks that means. Here's what Carnac thinks. Something's coming. Something's coming, folks. And if nothing were coming, I don't think Donald Trump would give that answer. I'm not going to talk about it. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just misreading it here. But that was a very interesting thing. And then he said, I'm not going to do like Obama announcing troops coming into Mosul. And the result, of course, was a catastrophe in Mosul. Well, I'm not going to do that. And then let's see. Here's another great thing he had he gave us yesterday. And he said he was going to sign it today. I'll go look and see if it's on whitehouse.gov. He said, the Obamacare, I thought we had that vote. Then we had John McCain, had to clown around and mess that up. But he said, one of the things that I want to do, I don't need John McCain's vote. I can, by executive order, I can make changes in the American medical care system that will give all of us better medical care for lower prices. And he said, I'm doing that tomorrow. So that's today. He said he was going to do it today. Let me just go look over at whitehouse.gov, see if it's there. Let me just look.
We did it again, James.
Did it again. Tomorrow night, we'll talk about whatever Donald Trump did today by executive order to change the American medical system. See you tomorrow.
Can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.